Judy Putnam, who's with the Michigan League for Human Services. Judy, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us. Tell us a little bit about a policy forum that you were a part of. There were a lot of key folks who were in attendance.
Yeah. Well, yesterday we held a policy forum in Lansing. We were expecting about 100 people. We used up our packets. We had about 150. And that was pretty heartening because the subject was all the recent budget cuts to programs that help vulnerable families and children. And so we're talking about cuts to the earned income tax credits, cuts to food assistance, cuts to cash assistance, and the legislature's move to shorten traditional unemployment from 26 weeks to 20 weeks.
Is the need for help greater, less, or the same?
Well, the whole point of the forum was that the economy is growing slowly. Many people are still struggling. So the need is, I don't know how to measure it, but the need has not gone away. And nonprofits cannot pick up the slack because their giving is down, too. So people are still struggling. We heard from some families from Detroit yesterday who've gone through training programs. A couple of moms had gotten their entrepreneur license, but they weren't able to use it. They weren't able to find jobs after they, you know, tried to do the right thing and go through training.
All right, so picking up the pieces and moving forward was the title of the forum. What did you learn, and where do we go from here?
Well, there was a lot of talk during the question and answer portion about how we really need to educate candidates on these programs and get them on the record where they stand, whether they care, whether they understand how it connects to our economy, and just try to keep making the case. So it's heartening because these programs that there's been major losses to them. The administration and the legislature have really cut them, and people feel pretty beat up. But yesterday there was some resolve to keep pushing on these issues.
Judy, if you had more money, what programs would you bring back or fund to a greater degree?
Well, at the league, we really think it's really... would be smart if we, as we get more money, to reinvest in the earned income tax credit, especially as people go back to work, because that credit, you only get it if you have a job and you're working. And we know people will be, they'll be working, but they're not going to have enough resources to pay all their bills. So the earned income tax credit, it offsets all kinds of taxes. Michigan has a regressive tax system. It's gotten a lot more regressive by cutting the earned income tax credit, and that means that lower income people pay a much greater share of their income than higher income people do.
Do you think that will change?
Well, the earned income tax credit traditionally has been something that's been supported by both Republicans and Democrats. And so we think there's a shot at it.
Judy, if you had an audience with the governor, you and him were sitting down having a cup of coffee, what would you tell him?
It's just that I, you know, we feel that he is trying to do the right thing by Michigan, but he can't forget about people at the very lower end who still don't have jobs or don't have jobs who, don't have jobs that pay enough to pay your bills.
Beyond the governor, who do you think has the power to help get you the funding you need?
The legislature and Congress are pretty key to keeping these programs funded.
Well, you don't sound very enthused like you're going to get more help.
you just
sound like you're beat down from the process.
It's still early in the morning, Tony. I thought it was sort of energized at from our policy forum yesterday. So I think there was a lot of resolve. There was a broad range of people there. It was widely recognized that the people who've been cut are not scammers and gamers. We've heard that from the director of the Department of Human Services, that they've just cut off scammers and gamers. We know that many people who are caring for disabled spouses and children, and we know
all right,
that many
Judy,
people are trying very
hard. We will
talk
again. I've got to get to a hard break. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.